Goodbye, my friend. I thought you were the one. I know you're recording.
All right, welcome to the 30th episode of Charlie and Me. We have a pretty good one coming in here. I'm pretty excited about it. Charlie's excited about it. I don't know. Let's go. So if you're not our friends and family, thanks for listening. If you are our friends and family, even more thank you for listening.
Dankeschön.
Gracias. I don't know German that well.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to have you come in on Saturday.
Oh, those TPS reports.
Where's my stapler?
So,
what are you up to, Charlie?
Great week / weekend. Had another friend, our first ever guest, come into town, Austin Olden.
Woo!
So, yeah, I had dinner with him, and then we went to Hamilton on Thursday.
Who's
Unbelievable.
He?
Huh?
Who's he?
Alexander Hamilton, you know, a guy on the $10 bill. Fun fact, he was never president.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So that was an amazing production. And then, let's see, this weekend, had a game night with some other good friends,
cute
guests of the pod. I just had a game night. And then went out with some coworkers on Saturday. Won $60 playing air hockey. No big deal.
Nothing's better.
And you know that
Elon Musk. Yeah, I know that guy actually. Yeah, it's funny you say
Elon Musk is the not flamethrower. Yeah, I gotta hold it. No big deal.
Did you shoot it?
No.
Why not?
Because the neighbors were out in the backyard.
Just shoot it in the house.
Also in downtown Chicago, might not be the best idea. You know, the whole Chicago fire.
That a little different. They got brick buildings now, Charlie.
We should know.
Yeah, we went on that architectural tour. We both know. They got brick buildings now.
Brick by brick.
Brick by brick. I had a pretty good weekend myself. Not a whole lot going on, honestly. Just hung out.
Cool.
It was a beautiful weekend.
It was amazing out.
Iowa lost in a heartbreaker. Yeah. That was typical Iowa fashion. Go down there, your special team gives them 2 scores, and then you lose by 1.5 scores. There's 2 scores.
I was going to say 1.5 scores. 4 scores 7 years ago.
Oh, my God. I was disappointed.
I was following it closely on my phone, and it was just updates, and it's like, oh, my God. They just couldn't piece it together. Every time you thought they were going to go somewhere, it just didn't work out.
I don't know what to think anymore. And then we have the longest tenured coach in college football.
What better is Iowa going to do? Iowa's never going to be one of those like programs that's consistently winning 10 games a year. So
maybe I should root for somebody else.
Not saying we won't ever win 10 games a year.
So we just live for that 1 year that we win 10 games and win the Big Ten like 3 years ago, 4 years ago?
Yeah.
I digress. But, other than that, watch them lose. Watch the Bears win in crazy fashion.
That's like typical Bears right there, too.
I would have never expected it. And then...
Defense.
The Bears are on top of the NFC North.
It's been... how long has it been since they've been ahead in the division?
I mean, probably since Rex Grossman was at quarterback.
No, they had that 1 year... Were they
with Cutler?
Vision, the year Conte, the safety, just decided to like not play safety for the play.
Oh, Conte had a really tough Monday night too.
Oh, he's on IR. He's done for the year.
Oh, that was that bad. The stiff arm was.
No, the next play.
Oh, I would have been. I would have stayed down after that stiff arm. When you that guy got stiff armed into another galaxy.
Wait, career's most likely done. They're saying.
No way.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of sad.
I feel really bad.
That was a really weird Monday Night Football game, too, by the way. Just because...
It was great for me. Ryan Fitzpatrick with the drama.
I mean, it was interesting. It was interesting, but it was so weird because the refs almost kept them in the game. half the time, and then they almost took him out of the game.
It's just like every other play, flag roughing the passer.
Yeah, and then you watched a cornerback in his own stadium run smack dab into a wall.
You're like, you know,
it's like, this is your home field. You should know where the walls are.
And it's like, the throw is nowhere near staying in bounds. So I was like, he's way out of bounds. I'm like, he's going to pull up. He needs to pull up, and then bang, straight into the wall. It's like an outfielder in baseball trying to catch a fly ball. Just boom. I've never seen that before.
I'd never seen it either. I was like, holy camoly. Like, that guy ran dead into the wall.
Do you see the coach afterwards when he's like kind of walking off?
No.
He just laughs at him.
I was just like, oh my God. You had to know that wall was there. How many times did you practice in that facility?
It's not even that, but it's like, you're so far out of bounds. Like, you got to know you're at least a little out of bounds by that point, let alone that far out of bounds.
Those people around you are not in the game. Yeah, that was crazy. It was a crazy weekend of football, I'm going to be honest.
On Sunday, though, I texted you saying I was more excited to watch golf on Sunday than I was to watch football.
And then we got a big weekend of golf this weekend, too. But luckily,
it's Ryder Cup week.
The Hawks don't play, so we don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
But
it's okay.
Woo!
I would have just missed it anyway because I've been focused solely on the Ryder Cup.
Focused. 2 years ago, we were at the Ryder Cup.
Today. 2 years ago today, we were at the Ryder Cup.
Shout out Casey Hallmeyer.
Kind of skipping practice, but not really skipping practice.
We still ran.
I got my workout in that morning.
Kind of skipping class.
I did.
Just one. I aced that class.
And then, yeah.
One of my few.
Walking the grounds. And what, the celebs, we saw Michael Phelps. We saw Niall was out there.
They're playing the celebrity match today. And Niall was in it.
Yeah. Michael Phelps was there, too. Kurt Russell was there again. Yeah, so it was cool to see.
Nick Jonas.
It was cool to see all the, like, the that part of it, too. Cause, you know, Tuesday's a celebrity match. But, yeah, big week of golf. I'm looking forward to, hopefully, you know, United States can win for the first time in Europe in forever.
Yeah.
Okay. Phil's never won a Ryder Cup on European soil.
Well, it's been like 30 years since we won on European soil, so that makes sense.
Yeah, it's just crazy to think, because you just think he's been playing for so long. He's like, oh, he probably won one. Nope. Never. Yeah.
Well, he's been on every team for the past like 30 years, so.
Yeah. So it's just crazy. I heard that, and I was like, whoa.
Yeah. I think we got a shot. USA. USA.
I believe that.
All right. Let's get into our podium here, and let's get it broken down.
Let's get it on.
Our podium is of everyone's favorite procrastinator.
Procrastination tool.
Yes, there you go. Study snacks.
Study snacks. What are you munching on to not study?
Yep, I got heads.
Okay.
Let it hit the table.
Nope, it'll bounce anywhere. It is heads, though.
Heads. All right, my first one.
Don't take it.
Those Ritz cheese things? Now I'm interested if I was going to take it. Those Ritz cheese, like they could have peanut butter, but the peanut butter ones are really bad because there's nothing. And then you just get the cheese ones and they're really good because it's really fake cheese.
I don't eat those. That's
probably my go-to. I would get that and I would get like a thing of iced tea, and then I would study until like 1 a.m. I can't do that anymore, but because I fall asleep at like 11:30, so.
Back in the day, I'd go crazy. My number one is sunflower seeds.
Ooh, shoot.
That way, if you're actually trying to study, it's more like it's hands-free, you know? It's hands-free. Kind of, until you hold, just spit the seeds. But.
Yeah, spit the seeds out, and then you're spitting them right on your paper and computer. And it's a good one. It's a lot of fun. I'll admit it.
Yeah, sunflower seeds my go-to.
I like it.
Except for, you have to be, like, peanuts. Not in a public setting.
Yeah, in a public setting, it looks kind of goofy.
You can go to the library and just munch on sunflower seeds and study.
It's kind of loud, like. Like, what's this kid doing?
Don't mind me, guys.
Don't mind me. Don't mind me. Yeah, no, that's true.
Library stories.
My next one is just like a bowl of cereal. I study a lot in the mornings. So yeah. I would just be like, just give me a bowl of cereal. And then I'd get going and I could study for another like couple hours. And then I'd go to class and then I'd come back and not study for the rest of the day.
Nap and then call it a day.
Exactly. I had the life.
Colin was great.
Can I go back?
Can I go back, but not like still? I want my paycheck still.
Yeah, like reverse tuition.
Yeah, you go to school to get paid.
Wait, that's work.
Shoot. But you get a nap. I just want that nap time back.
I agree. Just like that 11:30 to 12 o'clock, 1-ish. Because you got to mix some lunch in there. So you take a 90-minute lunch, and the next thing I'll work till like 8, 9.
I'll work till 5. But all right, my second one, peanut butter M&Ms.
Oh, that's a pretty good one too, actually.
I'll get a Gatorade and peanut butter M&Ms.
It's a lot of sugar.
It is a lot of sugar, but that's when I was pulling those 2 a.m. study nights with Casey Hallmeyer in the dorms studying for physics class.
There you go.
It never worked out.
My last one is just a beer.
That's great.
You're sitting at your desk and you're just like, oh man, I'm really over this. But you still have to like finish writing like a paragraph for that stupid English class you just took or whatever. And you're just like, screw it, just get me a beer. It's a Thursday night.
You're reading that response to the Beast of the Southern Wild.
Yeah.
And you're just like, just crack a beer.
It's a Thursday night. You're thinking, well, I'm probably going to go out in a couple hours anyway. It's only 6 o'clock. Shoot. What's it going to hurt? And next thing you know, you have a beer and you fall asleep and you never end up going out.
It's probably good that you had that beer then.
Yeah, because then I fell asleep.
So you're welcome. No,
you're welcome.
My last one is the I'm done studying, but I'm going to fake, like I'm still going to study, is just the bowl of ice cream.
Oh, yes.
Or like I'd usually eat out of the carton.
Nothing says I'm done for the night more than just a big bowl of ice cream.
You're sitting there like, oh, I got like 20 more minutes, but I'm just going to get my ice cream now. Oh, you're done. You are done. Yeah,
you are. Once that bowl is finished, you're putting that bowl down and you're putting your hand in your stomach and you're saying, yep, I'm here to stay.
You're done good, kid.
Here to stay. I'm not going anywhere.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's a really good one. I'm surprised you got that one in the third round. That's awesome.
That was the one I was like, I was really going to say that one first. Like, you know, I'm just going to push it. I'm going to push my luck. We pulled that one a lot. At least once a week.
We'd be setting me like, hey, did you want to go get some ice cream?
Okay, yeah, let's go.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Well, I got to finish this. All right, yeah, let's go.
I'm going to finish this real quick and go. And you're like, you kind of look at them a little longer, like, really? Yeah, let's just go.
Okay, let's just go. Yeah.
You're right, I'm done.
You're right. I'll wake up early.
Exactly.
Oh, man, yes. I feel like that I should have equity in that essay.
I say we overdid it, but like it was just small purchases like frequently.
Yeah.
But $2 purchases quite often.
Quite often. Yeah. I definitely should have some sort of like, you know, repayment plan going where they can pay me back for my mistakes.
Free gas whenever you're back in town.
Oh, I'm going to stop by next time I'm in town for the Iowa-Minnesota game. But
boom!
All right, let's welcome on our guest for the day, and let's run through the interview here. All right, welcome on Diane Hubbell, the OG friend, as Charlie tried the first time before we so graciously cut out.
Way to steal my thunder.
But Diane, welcome on.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We're glad you're here. We'll start the same that we've started just about every other interview with everyone, if you've ever listened. What's your favorite Charlie and Me moment?
Favorite Charlie and You moment?
I know there's a lot to choose from.
You should have a lot of them, yeah.
Grant moment, it was pretty great growing up when I got to see you dressed up as a girl.
Yep, drag queen Grant, yep.
Yeah, right.
My dad likes that one too.
Charlie, I don't know, it was pretty good back in the trumpet playing days. We used to be trumpet players. I don't know if that's a specific moment, but
that seems pretty specific.
I think it's just the moments of not actually playing the trumpet.
I think I can just picture Charlie being so bad at it.
We were both pretty below average, I would say.
I still like to think that I convinced you that I was a real girl for a hot second.
Yeah, for sure. You pulled it off well.
I convinced everyone. Not myself, though, of course.
Hi, I'm Grant. Do you want to play with me?
Next question. What the hell?
Next question, Diane. What makes you love Des Moines so much?
Ah, wow. There's a lot to love about Des Moines.
I love that answer.
There you go.
You know, grew up in a great neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. Capture the flag.
Capture the flag was great, yeah. And there's no traffic there. I think that's my biggest complaint about Minneapolis is the traffic.
There's never any traffic anywhere we go. It's great.
Yeah. It is great.
Yeah. Yeah. I really miss that part of it.
And then the people?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. I mean, it does help that, like, all your family's there. Well, I mean, yeah. Your parents
I mean, I've been since I grew up there, but yeah.
Yeah. that makes a lot of sense. would you move back to Des Moines?
I think I could see myself in the future, yeah. Probably not right now, but...
Yeah, sure, that's what I said too. No, it's a good city though. It's just big enough.
Yeah.
Like just big enough. It just crested the.
Yeah, things are happening now. It's getting.
Well, yeah, because I'm here.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
I'll move back to Des Moines when Grant, you run for public office, so I can come back and vote for you.
Which office do I have to run for? Like how big is public? That's the question.
State level, like Senate or House.
Oh. Because I could be mayor.
I'd come back for mayor.
That's nonpartisan, too. Right up my alley. So, you seem to be traveling a lot recently. Do you enjoy traveling for work?
No, I hate it.
Really?
Yeah, I'm definitely a homebody. So, I mean, it's okay. It's okay if you have a good group of people. But it's a little awkward this week because it's just me and this other boy. And, like, we got called a couple last night.
Boy.
It's weird. And, yeah.
That's tough. That's tough. I was just wondering, but...
What's your favorite place you've got to travel, though?
Probably Milwaukee because I got to see Emily.
Ooh, Milwaukee. I actually love Milwaukee.
So now the time you got to travel to Chicago to see me?
Ooh.
Okay, that was a tie.
Okay, I'll take that.
Because I saw you, and I got to see Mackenzie then too, actually. But I was in Milwaukee for like a month, so.
That's a long time.
There was just more time there.
All right, Diane, we're gonna get a little more serious here.
Okay.
What's your biggest fear?
Like, legit fear?
Fake fear? I guess I don't know. I'm scared of spiders sometimes. Okay. I'm scared of eating spiders in my sleep. That's creepy.
I used to force feed spiders to Grant when he was sleeping freshman year.
And pink eye. I'm also scared of pink eye. Charlie used to fart on my pillows too.
Did he give you pink eye?
No, never got it.
I never farted on your pillow.
He says he did though. Quit winking at me.
Nah, it's always Grant's biggest fear. So I always like, whenever he would be gone for a day, I would, like, come back like, yo, your pillow's a great fart box last night.
Nice.
Fart box?
Yeah, you just sit on it and fart.
So that's some examples of some pretty big fears that we have.
Pretty big fears.
And, like, loneliness is pretty...
Yeah, so being alone.
That's a good one.
You know, heights, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't love heights, but I feel like I'm not really ever in situations that it's...
Being forgotten is another fear people have.
Yeah. Maybe like being home alone in a really dark and creepy house.
Like your house. And your Des Moines house.
Yeah, I don't like being home alone in Des Moines. It's freaky.
You get like the old, like, I remember like the first time I was home alone at night, and like I would hear all these creaks that I thought I'd never heard before, and I was just on edge the whole time.
Yeah, it's horrible.
It was awful. But then your parents come back, oh, how was it? Oh, it was fine, you know.
Yeah.
I always enjoyed it.
You had to play it cool so you know, keep staying home alone. But yeah, you're like terrified.
I always enjoyed it, but I don't know.
I like went into my room and didn't come out.
Just like hid under the sheets. I hate scary movies though. So.
Oh, yeah. You do.
And they always are. They're always some sort of a creepy house like that involved in every scary movie I've ever been to. So maybe I wouldn't like it so much.
And like you finally run into the attic, but you don't get cell service there, so you're really trapped.
Yeah.
I guess I never think about my cell service when I'm worried about myself, but okay.
I like think grab a knife or something.
I just like your guys' neighborhood is associated with me and bad cell service, so I just add to the spookiness.
There you go. So you always have a knife on you when you're home alone?
No, but...
Oh, okay. I was going to say. Remind us not to, like, ding-dong ditch you or something.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Oh, Dan, do you remember that time we played that one... Like, what was that one game where you got dropped off in the car?
Fugitive.
Yeah, Fugitive. Remember when we played Fugitive and we were getting dropped off down by the lake?
By what lake?
We were getting dropped off down by the... Or the pond or whatever, by, like, those horses, I think.
And
so people, I was on the team being blindfolded and dropped off, and all of a sudden I just hear, get back in the car, and was a creepy person that followed us and like tried to box us in down there.
Yeah, I mean, they probably lived there or something.
Yeah, we were probably not supposed to be there, but.
What the heck, guys? That was a creepy story.
It was really creepy. When you're blindfolded, you don't know where you're being dropped off, and all of a sudden you just hear, get back in the car.
This sounds like a really terrible idea. Let's blindfold people and take them to the middle of nowhere.
It was really dark.
Risk deck.
Yeah.
Wow. So. What did you guys do with your free time? In high school, we just, like, drank, so.
Yeah, we did.
We're the superior people.
Yeah, all right, sure. So,
we're the sheltered people.
Off of that note. What's your most lofty goal? If we already know your biggest fear is staying home alone in a dark house. What's your most lofty goal? Like, President of the United States.
Definitely not that. I don't know. Maybe, like, have a lake house or something.
Really shooting for the stars. Don't mean to trash on your dreams, but
hey, I like the dream. It's very lofty.
I don't want to be anything like president, so I don't know.
That's be the first person on the back on the moon for the second time. I don't know.
I don't think I want to do that.
No.
Marry an alien?
Definitely not.
That'd be kind of weird.
Lake
house. All right. I like that. It's very attainable.
Travel to all the continents.
I have that as a goal of mine.
Yeah.
I want to go to all 7.
How many have you gone to so far?
2. Asia and North America. Been there.
Good old North America.
Yep. North America.
Good old North America.
Huh. Interesting. I like it.
Yeah. Diane.
Yes.
If you were to get a tattoo, what would it be, and where would you put it?
I will never get a tattoo, but if I was to get one, it would be a freckle, and nobody would know it was a tattoo.
That's the most original answer I think we've ever gotten.
I actually like that a lot. I like that a whole lot.
That's the most original. I mean, I really liked the caterpillar one that we got once, but that's a good one.
That was solid.
So where would you have the freckle?
Probably my arm or something. I don't know.
All right. We're going to inspect your arms every time we see you now just to make sure you didn't get one.
Yep. We're going to document you. I feel like that's like invasion of privacy.
Oh,
but
I got a really good one that I thought about the other day when I was at work.
Yeah,
don't
you
ask,
get
don't ask me why I was thinking about this one at work. But I would just get your name on my ass. Just Y-O-U-R name. And then when you're like, hey, I got your name on my ass. They're like, no, you don't. Yeah, I do.
That's actually funny.
Right?
I thought you were saying you're going to get Charlie's name on your ass, which seems about right.
No, just your name. All right.
That's pretty good.
That was a good one. I'm kind of bummed I gave it away because I was going to do it, but I still think I might. Why not? All right, we'll break into the spelling bee. Diane, the rules are pretty simple. I'll give Charlie a question, If he spells it incorrectly, you then have the opportunity to spell it correctly for a point, and then I'll give you a question. If you spell it incorrectly, he'll have the chance to spell it for a point. And then the last round, you guys each get your own question, your own word. So I wish you guys the best of luck. I don't know. Charlie, you ready?
Ready.
Your word is exposure.
Exposure. I don't know. This thing, E-X-S-P-O-S-U-R-E.
Say it again. That was really fast.
E-X-S-P-O-S-U-R-E.
That's wrong.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Diane?
E-X-P-O-S-U-R-E.
Just put another S in there. That's close, though.
Just give me a half a point. Okay.
Well, yeah, all right. Diane gets a point. Diane, your question is... Now I'm trying to think of a hard one.
No, I'm not that good.
Well, you got that one right pretty quickly.
Well,
yeah.
Sentiment.
Like sentimental?
Like the market sentiment on Mexico.
Sentiment?
No, sentiment.
Okay.
The market sentiment on Mexico. Like what people are thinking.
S-E-N-T-I-M-E-N-T?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
I tried pretty hard with that one, too. I even tried to mispronounce it for you, Charlie. Sorry.
Wow, that wasn't very fun.
Yeah, Diane, you win by a landslide. I'm not even gonna, go with the final round.
Don't even give me the word. Don't even. I don't want.
No need. No need.
I don't want.
What?
Nothing.
So, do you have any questions for us?
I didn't know I could ask questions. I would have prepared some.
Maybe you should listen.
I just haven't lately.
Mm-hmm. That's what we hear from a lot of our
listeners. Sounds like you're on like a road trip right now. You need something, a lot of time.
You need something to listen to in the car. Don't listen to yourself, though, because then the guy will think you're weird.
That would be really awkward.
And then he'll also hear what you said about him.
No questions?
No questions?
What is your guys' favorite moment together?
Ooh. That's a good question.
Well, that's a great question.
Man, it's like I prepared for this one. I would have to say, anytime we were playing Capture the Flag was great. Back in the day.
I meant like you and Charlie.
Oh, that's easy.
I was really confused on that one. I was like, what?
I thought she was trying to bring it back to herself. I don't know. Anyway, that was cool. Charlie, my favorite moment. What's your favorite moment, Charlie?
I would just say it's not really a specific moment, but it's whenever we get a little drunk, not like hammer or anything.
Yeah, just a little bit.
And we just have really good conversation. And it tends to be more serious conversation. And it's real. And it's just fun, enjoyable, and yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember any of that, but I'm just kidding.
Like the time, like after OCP.
Yeah, we stayed up till watch the sunrise, and then I decided that was a poor idea and went to bed. It was cloudy. That was a real bummer, but
yeah,
that's a good question. We appreciate the quick action on that one. I'm sorry I misread it, but.
Capture the Flag was fun.
It was. Well, Diane, thanks for coming on. We appreciate your preparedness to ask questions.
Thanks, Diane.
We'll see you later.
Yeah.
Bye. And that was Diane Hubble. That was a fun interview. One of our longest standing.
On to high school was there.
I mean, I guess I'd say you were in school with her for probably the longest out of.
Ooh, 7 years, then 3 years, 10, so 13 years. That's right.
I only had four, but
yeah,
I guess maybe five kindergarten. Was she in kindergarten? I don't know.
She was in first grade, but probably.
I wasn't in first grade. I don't know.
No, but she was in first grade while we were in kindergarten.
True. Anyway.
And we only had 3 years of college. Just want to correct you on that one, too.
Nice. Good math. So I had four. I was right the first time.
You had an extra semester, so a half.
Ooh. Added on. All right. But, yeah. That was fun. That was fun. Charlie, I got a hypothetical for you.
Oh, man. I'm really bad at these.
That's good. I am, too. I think they're kind of dumb. I really don't like hypotheticals, but I just thought of it for no reason, and I'm going to ask it to you.
Okay.
If you had to drink one beer for the rest of your life, what would it be?
It's hard.
Don't say Busch N.A. I know that's what you want to say.
Busch N.A.?
Yeah, non-alcoholic.
Yeah, close second. It's hard. Do I find myself casually drinking more? Or, like, just...
Yeah. Well, you're getting older, so...
I'm getting older, so I'm guessing I'm not going to do, like, the whole, like, darty thing much.
But when a darty turns into a nardy, you want to be ready.
Hashtag what up for whatever.
Yep. Dilly dilly.
Michelob Ultra 9064. I think I have to, like, Fat Tire.
Fat Tire. It's just a good, like, choice.
Beer. Fits in a lot of different situations.
All right. I like it. I'd be a Budweiser because just want to grab a couple buds and hang out, you know?
Just butt heavy.
All right. I like it. What's your quote for the day?
I'm going to let you go first.
Mine?
Yeah.
Mine has to do with lofty goals. So shoot for the stars, and if you fall, you'll fall in a cloud. Kanye West.
Kanye.
Also, Kanye West, you're such a effing hoe. I love it. Kanye West.
He's diverse. So diverse. Okay. Hey,
guys, that just quoting Kanye.
Okay, I'm going to take a little... Speaking of lofty goals and everything, I'm going to keep up the theme. Jerry Seinfeld once said, "Sometimes the road less traveled is less traveled for a reason."
Ooh.
Ooh. Reality. Oh, there goes gravity.
There goes gravity. All right. Well.
See ya.
Deuces.